Blog Talk Radio.
Someone to care, someone to share lonely hours and the moments of despair. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved. Someone to kiss, someone to miss. When you're away, to hear from me today. To be loved, to be loved, to be loved. Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. Some wish to be a king or a queen. Some wish for fortune and fame, but to be truly, truly, truly loved is more than all of these things. Oh, oh. Someone to kiss, someone to miss. When you're away, won't you fill our hearts with sunshine on the day that we are wed? You're the little flower of heaven, guiding all who come to you. Saint Teresa of the Rose. land that I heard of. Once in a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. On a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. Why then, oh why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, tell me why, oh why can't I?
Thank you. You're on air, Alexa.
Okay, why did you stop the music? Did you play my version of St. Teresa before my father's, or are you going to play it now? I'm just trying to see what's going on. I'm just holding the phone. I don't know what to do. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, your version of St. Teresa is coming on now.
Daddy, be with me. Daddy, I need you. Daddy,
Saint Teresa of the Roses, I will come to you each night. Won't you kindly hear my prayer? Give your blessings to my sweetheart and the love that we both share. Won't you guide us and protect us through the years that lie ahead? Won't you fill our hearts with sunshine?
on the day that we are wed. You're the little flower of heaven, guiding all who come to you. Saint Teresa of the Roses, I know you'll make my prayer come true. You're the little flower of heaven, guiding all who come to you.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I didn't hear. I said hello. I called you. I didn't hear anything. What are we doing at this point?
Well,
hello.
You're just now. I just played several songs, and you've got your guests online, and they're just waiting for Vagina Power to start.
That's what we're going to do.
I'm always blue, and I miss you so much. I'm still in love with you. I had you, baby, standing right by my side, but I didn't know enough to be satisfied. Now I want you, I need you, I need you, baby, so much. You love me so much. You tried to tell me so, but I did. I hurt you so much on the day that I made you yellow. I couldn't even tell you, baby, if I tried, how much I cried and cried and cried. I need you, I love you, oh baby, so much. Brrr, I know things never could be again the way it used to be. But get up all that loving you got and then bring it back to me. I want you so much, it hurts me all inside. That I'm losing all my pride. If you only forgive me, baby, for what I've done, I'll do that. You're the only one. Cause I want you, I need you, I want you, I need you, baby, 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 baby. I need you, I want you, I need you, I want you, I want you, baby, baby. Oh, I need you so. If you let me be your
hesitate, for I know,
I know,
I know,
I know,
yes, I know, I'll always be in love with you, baby, I want to hold you, baby, I want to kiss you, baby, think of all the fun that we'll have while walking. I want to protect you and to be your God, for I know,
I know,
I know,
I know,
I know, yes,
I know,
I'll always be in love with you, baby, I want to hold you, baby, I want to squeeze you, baby, think of all the fun that we'll have while walking. And say that I'm your lover, man. If you let me walk by your side, I want to protect you and to be your guide. Then I know,
I know,
I'll know,
I know,
I'll know,
I know,
yes,
I know,
I'll always be in love with you, baby. I'm in love, baby. I'm in love.
Only me. magic of love is a wonderful thing. It makes your heart glow. It makes your head ring. Just like the rain.
Oh. Oh, love is so forgiving. Just a kiss, just a smile. Hold my hand, baby, just once in a while. That's all I need, that's all I need. And I'll be satisfied. True love came to me when I met you. True love makes me know I won't forget you. When you're around me, it makes me feel life is worth living. Baby, love is so forgiving. Think of me when you're away.
But there blossoms in full bloom. When I feel the warmth of your touch, it makes me feel the thrill, wonderful thrill of love. When I pass a church and his are bowed, when I feel the warmth of your smile, it makes me feel the thrill, wonderful thrill. The hanging gardens of Babylon, Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, are three great wonders of the world. But love, love is greater than all. Oh, when I see the sun break through a cloud, when I pass a church and heads are bowed, when I feel the warmth of your smile, it makes me feel the thrill, wonderful thrill of love.
Hello? Hello?
You're live and on the air.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really enjoyed listening to my father's music. I had not heard all of those songs. Blue found this album for me and uploaded it. I heard some of them, but a lot of them I did not. And I thoroughly enjoyed them, like listening to my father's range and him singing with so much passion and power and strength and the different variations of his voice. Very complex songs, quite beautiful, quite challenging, and he did it absolutely excellent. I loved it. I'm going to have to do this again. And for you all that like old music, I invite you to come back and listen. And for you all that don't or that didn't, I hope that now that I'm introducing you to it, you will begin to develop a fondness of the legends, the greats that paved the way for the artists that you hear today, like hearing old, real, high-quality music, rich music, no auto-tune. Nothing edited. It's like people back then had to sing. You either had it or you didn't. So I hope that you all become educated and aware. You can see my father and a lot of the other greats on YouTube and listen to the music and the albums. And for all of you that are younger, it's still good to know your history. You'll never go wrong knowing your history and where you've come from. To know the past is to determine and to know where you're going in the future. So I don't know, Blue, if anybody has any questions or any comments for me before we close out. I really hate that album. It seemed like it just went by so fast. It was short. I heard another album I really love. I was telling my son about it the other day. I gave it to him as a gift because I want him to become familiar with his brother's music as well. I think it's the greatest hits one. But does anybody want to say anything, Blue? Blue, does anybody have any questions or comments? I can't see the phone.
You've got a packed house of listeners right now. So I think they were enjoying the music.
Hey, you got an album. I know it's been 54 minutes. It's been almost an hour. It seemed like it went by so short, so quick, so fast. Okay, so they're just listening. Nobody wants to comment on what they think of the music. I don't know if that's their first time hearing it or if they are.
I absolutely enjoyed the song that he sang about the prayer song. That was just.
I know. I never heard that blue.
I was so impressed. Oh my gosh, that blew me away. So I'm grateful you wanted to do this tonight because I got a chance to really gain an appreciation for someone so prayerful. I mean, you could tell he meant every word of it.
But remember when we first started talking, and you know you didn't know who I was, you didn't know who my father was, and then I said go listen to Saint Teresa and Yiddish Mama, and you said you felt a really deep spiritual energy off of him, and now you see you were right.
Yeah, because that was just awesome. I really enjoyed this tonight. Like you said, I hope we can do it again. I'm so glad you
whenever
got a chance
you
to hear
till
stuff.
I love huh? I'm sorry.
Glad you got a chance to hear stuff you hadn't heard. That's awesome.
He's done so much, and I really, unfortunately, this is stuff I should have known a long, long time ago. And so I took it upon myself. I'm like, no, this is my responsibility to know and to know every aspect of him and what he's done and the different types of music. Because the more I read, I realize that a lot of people at the time considered that music that he was given very challenging, very a lot of heavy orchestra and very dated. It wasn't something they felt was good for him to do. They didn't think, you know, the public would really want that or a certain fan base wouldn't be interested in hearing that. Like, usually a black audience wasn't interested in a lot of that type of music, or Saint Teresa or My Yiddish or Mama. But he did it anyway. He would still, you know, he was told to do that, I think with the record label he was under. And he, instead of, you know, creating a scene or walking away or I'm not doing that, he took it on. And he did his best. Whatever challenging music was thrown to him, he rose to the occasion and accepted the challenge and did brilliant. I'm so glad that he decided to not be put in a box, you know, and be on the Chitlin' circuit and just do the type of music he was, you know, people trying to like stereotype him or classify him to do a certain music only one way. He opened himself up to a broad spectrum of people that allowed him to go mainstream because he was willing to accept that challenge and do what people said he couldn't do or felt that it was not a good idea or unsafe to do. That definitely helped open my mind up so much and do things that
when people... I heard a lot of you in there tonight too. A lot of your voice.
I started laughing. You had me on mute. I was laughing. I was like, okay, that's right.
Wow, the pronunciation and the way y'all, it was just crazy to hear that. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
I was laughing. I don't know, but you couldn't hear me laugh. I'm like, okay, that's where I get that from. Okay.
Yep. All right. It sure was. Uh-huh. I think everybody that's in the room tonight can tell that was definitely there.
That's so weird. It's like really crazy, and it just it inspires me to keep learning, keep studying. I'm working on new things. I'm gonna surprise the audience with. I'm so excited about. I'm not gonna tell them. I'm wait till it's finished, and then I'm gonna give it to them. And I hope they love it as much as I do, and they get so as much excited as I am. And I'm just glad they're here. I'm glad they're on board. It's such a blessing, and I'm going to be speaking to them soon on video. I want to talk to my fans that have been with me forever, like over the past 10 years since the very beginning, and people have been with me even before I did the TV show in Atlanta in 2006, 2007, and the new fans that are just now finding out about me. I've started to meet some really good people, some good men and good women, just like I met you, and I've met a lot of filthy people, a lot of treacherous fake people that smile in your face and stab you in the back. And I love that song OJ's. I remember hearing that as a little girl, and I've loved it, and now I truly understand the meaning of the song Backstabbers, because you meet a lot of them in this life, and especially in this business. And now I'm fortunate to have gone through all of that and then finally start meeting really good people and have really good that trust me and respect me and admire me, just like the young lady that was on with her sister last week and we were speaking to her for the first time. It kind of helps you heal. It helps you. It's like, wow, I've been through all this shit and all this fucked up stuff in my life. And it's like, you know, you think that's all there is. And it's really, really painful to give, you know, be open and be vulnerable and give an honest part of yourself and then have people to try to stomp on that or take advantage of that or use that as a weapon against you to play on you or get close to you with really evil and devious, deceptive intentions. But now to have a higher vibration, a higher quality of people come in, and even people that love my father, to actually see him in my face and to hear him in my voice and to, you know, watch my videos and say, well, you know, I knew your father and I grew up with your father. And, you know, when you do your face a certain way or when you act this way, you know, your father did that and your father did his face. I said, oh, he did that like me? No, you do that like him. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, you know, I wonder where I get that from. Like, why I do my mouth like that? Why I twist my face? It's like, because your daddy used to do that. You're just like your daddy when you do that, when your aggressiveness and the energy, strong masculine energy. And I was like, wow, you know, that means so much to me to have, you know, a higher quality of my fans love me and now have people that actually knew him, not were just fans, Blue, but actually knew my father, you know, ate with him, laughed with him, joked with him, trained with him, and to have them look at me and see him and hear him. It is the greatest honor. I'm so glad that I didn't die, you know, before I would have the blessing of meeting those types of people. I just really think when I used to hear people say, throughout your life, you will only have maybe really quality, true, sincere, loyal friends that you can count on one hand. Now I really believe that most of the people that act like they're your friends are really associates. And when you see why they're associating with you, usually it's not about you and what you're talking about at all. It's usually about a secret agenda or hidden agenda you don't know about, or because you're saying some shit that they agree with. It's not that they really agree with you. It's just you're saying something that agrees with them. And as soon as you don't do that, or they're not able to manipulate you, or you're changing the pace of what you're saying, the tone of you're saying, if it doesn't agree with them or benefit them, they're gone. True friends, after all of those are separated, is usually the amount that you can count on one hand. That's sad, but it's real. And throughout tests and trials and tribulations in your life or things you go through with them, the real from the fake will make itself known. And you'll see who is real, who's not. So please, please be aware of that and learn your lessons, because we all have a different journey and a different path. We all have our own lessons to learn. Some may be similar, but our life path and our lessons and our whole life and our experiences are not 100% the same. So you have to guard your mind, guard your body, guard your heart, guard your soul, guard who you let in and what you trust them with and how much of your life you're going to decide to share, because you do not share 100% of yourself with every particular person you think is your friend or even your associate. You decide which percentage that is safe for you to share, and then you guard that with the utmost loyalty to yourself first, your child, the people that love you, your family that loves you, your business partners that love you, the fans that support you and truly, truly love you, and be able to separate those and be able to see very clearly. Make sure you're meditating, you're grounding, you're opening up the third eye. You don't have two eyes. You have two physical eyeballs, but you have three eyes. You have a third eye, and even one in the back of your head, maybe a fourth. And spirit guides and guardians, ancestors, angels, intuition. We don't always want to know, or when you don't love and respect yourself, you don't always respect that feeling, that inkling, that thought, that something that told you, don't go this way, don't deal with that person, don't sleep with this person, don't trust that one. For some reason, that higher self, that third eye, but you test the spirit. You try the spirit. Because the more you try it, even if you don't listen and it ends up being true, that will help you to trust yourself, your gut, that inkling, that voice where something told you, something told me. And the more you love yourself and respect and trust that divine gift, because everyone doesn't have it. But when you see you have it, you don't let that go. You develop that. You thank your ancestors for passing it through to you through your DNA, your genetic and spiritual DNA. And you develop it to the utmost, because those bad experiences will start to dwindle down. Those bad people will start to go away. And then you will start to physically say, you know what? Don't call me anymore. Don't text me anymore. Because that's literally where I am. I got my machete in my hand. And when somebody keeps bringing drama to me, but they want to have an association with me, I'm tired of it. Especially when I see I haven't done anything to you, but you keep bringing drama to me. See, I ain't going to talk too long. I'll get into this later, but I know a lot of y'all know what I'm talking about. You will have people, male and female, and I've been through this a lot, and now I'm really, really, like, I'm done. I'm tired of it. I am done. They will come into your life, and instead of bringing peace, they bring war. They bring drama and pain and dysfunction. And y'all, if you haven't been where I've been and you haven't lived what I've lived, you will see some people sometimes. And a lot of times it's usually people that either want to have sex with you and sleep with you and watch everything you do, dominate your life, or they want to be personal friends and watch you and be with you and see everything you do and dominate your life. They will create arguments, confrontation, drama, gossiping, bickering, he say, she say, make up shit, to keep you engaged with them on a negative level. Not because they have to, but because they want to. You have to understand, a lot of people have orgasms and erections by actually triggering a certain type of drama and confrontation with certain people that secretly arouse them and turn them on. I know many of you may think that's crazy. You don't quite understand. But I know what I'm talking about. There could be somebody around you, and you don't know they're feeling this about you. But you'll know when you start seeing signs like I just described. They have to have a confrontation with you. It could be over something silly. Now, what they're really trying to do is open you up, find your vulnerability, weaken you so they can break you down and control you and then bend you over and dominate you physically, sexually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and then isolate you and control what you do, who you talk to. They're basically becoming the dominant factor in your life. Once you let someone do that to you, it is hard to get them out. Because they know that in order for them to do that and come at you like that and get in, there has to be a weakness and a wound in you somewhere. And you know where it usually starts? In your childhood. If you don't know what that is, and you don't know where it is, and you don't know who did it, and how old you were, and the who, what, when, where, and why about your life, you're going to be messed up and you're going to be preyed on. Because remember, sharks always smell blood in the water. See, that's why I got my machete in my hand, because I don't play with sharks. I don't play with wild animals no more. I'm going right for their throat because they've been coming for mine. I ain't taking no prisoners. And if you done made up your mind that you don't want to be a victim in your sexual relationships, in your friendships, with your friends, with your children, with your family, because you got sharks in your family too. that will sharpen their teeth on you with your business dealings, then you better start getting, you better get your tools. You might not have a machete. You may not. You may want a razor. You may want a particular type of gun. You may want a bow and arrow. It don't matter what it is that you feel comfortable handling, that you feel that you can maneuver effectively enough to root out your enemies, but do so now. Become armed. Become a warrior over your life and every aspect of your life, because if you don't control your man, honey, and if you don't control your body and your affairs, somebody else will. Okay, I said I wasn't going to talk tonight. I told Blue I wasn't going to talk. Do no sermon. I had just put that little bit in there. I just wanted to do the music. I don't know. I've just led to say that a little bit. What do you think, Blue? Did you have any comments about anything I said? Or can you relate to, or have you seen anything that I, some of the stuff I've just mentioned?
Absolutely. I think if you live long enough, you're going to see a little bit of all that, if not all of it. I mean, it just comes with, you know, the territory. You know, we are born and shaped in iniquity, which means, you know, we may not understand if we haven't gotten to the level that you've been to yet. And that just might be because of that situation or that type of energy hasn't crossed our path yet. But you need to know how to deal with all types of energy that comes across, you know, come across your path, because it's important, like you said, to arm yourself and put on the full armor of God, so to speak, and say, you know, okay, when enough is enough, you know. And I think everybody has a line that they draw. I don't care who it is. So I can kind of identify with that. It's 11:11. So do you want to play some more
Because I know it's late for you and you have a long day. So I just wanted to see if anybody has a hand raised. And they don't have to have a question for me. They can just have a comment. They don't want to have a comment or a question they want to ask, because I love the energy.
Go ahead and press 1 if you got a question or a comment, or you just want to say hello to Alexis. Go ahead and press 1, and I will get you hooked up to a microphone. If nobody wants to talk to her or say hello or drop her a line this evening, you don't have to speak. You can just kind of enjoy the atmosphere. It's been a wonderful evening tonight on Mary Jane's Radio.
And it's beautiful outside. I was just out on the porch, and I'm just sitting here on the porch right now. It's so pretty. The trees are so pretty. You can see the moon. The sky is clear. I heard them say, was it 75? One of the highways has opened up that collapsed with that big hole in it a month or so ago.
Oh, okay. Wow. The ATL.
Down here, yeah. One part's opening. Yeah, so that the traffic moving through it. I shared on my Facebook page saying that one side of that traffic is able to move through tonight.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that caused a big problem too, so that's awesome. So how do you want to end it tonight? You want to end it with the backstabber, or do you want to end it
girl, you do.
I got whatever you want. Load it up. You just tell me how to
fire
it off. Just tell me what you want to do.
No. So we can't. Okay, girl, I just brought that up because I hadn't heard him sing. I got to find a song if he talks about that issue, but that stuck out to me because I remember hearing it as a little girl and going through it even with my own mother, which is the most heartbreaking place to have that happen to you, you know, at the beginning
indeed
of your life, the mother that gives birth to you. And so it just stuck there, and I just never got that song out of my head. And then to see it, you know, with other people. So I'm sure a lot of people know what I'm talking about. They can relate to that song. And the way he's singing it, you could tell that he probably experienced it too. He could relate to it, to sing it with such conviction, you know, and passion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
So how do you want to end tonight? You want to end it with Jackie or the OJs? You just tell me.
You don't know OJ. You can't even ask me that, because you know this is about my daddy. So we ain't have nobody else up on here. You know that.
Okay. Well, then we'll end it with we can end it with two, one from each of you if you want.
What you got? That lonely teardrops or you know, the popular ones. People love the popular ones. The ones he do, Lonely Teardrops and Reed Petite. What's the other ones they love? To Be Loved. To Be Loved. You got To Be Loved.
Yeah, I played it. But I got Workout. I play pretty much.
Baby Workout.
Yeah. I played a lot.
Yeah. Well, we
can end it with
one of them. Huh?
You want to end it with Workout?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Get it going. Excellent show tonight. You guys have a lovely evening. We'll get back to you on Sunday with Alicia Monet's show, Divine Inspiration. You have just listened to Mary Jane's Radio on with Miss Alexis K. Tyler and Vagina Power.
Will do. Come out of here.